Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll jump into your phone calls coming up here in mere moments, but joining us here on the show right now is MMQB, senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist, our friend Albert Breer. Mr. Breer, good morning.
What's up, DA? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Good, good.
So give me the clarification, Le'Veon Bell, because even this week, ESPN.com had to retract some of its previous reporting. Does he need to report next week to become a free agent?
No. The rule is basically that you need to have four accrued seasons, which basically means four credited seasons to become a free agent. And he has five already. This was to be his sixth year in the NFL. And so he's already eligible for free agency. The bigger question, I think, is lingering out there. And this is something that could be the subject of a grievance down the line if he were to decide to sit out the rest of the year, is what the accounting would be for the franchise tag. And whether or not the Steelers could tag him again at the same price in 2019, or if that would count as a third franchise tag. And so that's, I think, where there's some disagreement and there's some push and pull, or there would be some push and pull. If he shows up between now and Tuesday, it's moot, because at that point, this would count as a second franchise tag, and then the Steelers would have to tag him at the quarterback number next year, which isn't happening. I think one way or the other, he's not going to be a Steeler in 2019. All of this is just sort of, you know, figuring out how we get there.
Okay, so do you expect him to report next week, and do you expect him to be part of the Steelers for the final 6 weeks?
I think there's only one person who knows, or who would know right now, and that's Le'Veon Bell. And, I mean, based on the way this whole thing's been handled over the last 2 months, I'd say whatever he's planning to do is subject to change. I'll tell you, I'll go back to the whole thing in September. And D.A., you remember when the linemen, when Ramon Foster and Al Villanueva and Marquise Pouncey came out, were very, very critical of him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason they were critical of him is because they were told that he was showing up week one. And then he didn't show up week one, and when the guys tried to reach out to him, he basically ghosted them. Like, basically vanished on them. And so that's why they were ticked off. And that's sort of been part and parcel to the way this whole thing has been handled. I think that there's been, along the way, points when people thought Le'Veon was going to report, and he hasn't. And so I think right now it'd be foolish to talk in any sort of absolute about whether or not he's going to be there before Tuesday.
Albert Breer, MMQB, joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Green Bay Packers suffer another tough loss on Sunday night. Do you think Mike McCarthy returns if they don't make the playoffs?
I think his job status will be in question, yes. If they don't make the playoffs, I think there's a chance he's not back in 2019. And I think that there's an element here of, would change be better for everybody? And I'm sort of starting to look right now at Mike McCarthy as we might have looked at Andy Reid in 2011 and 2012 in Philly, where he's been in one place for such a long time. Maybe the message isn't resonating the same way. Maybe he hasn't innovated as much as he was earlier in his career. And I think what you see right now is a team that looks a little stuck in the mud. And so I think these are all things that Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst and everyone else there, they're all going to evaluate that after the year. And I wouldn't be shocked if there was a change. The one thing that's interesting about it, if you want to look at it from a timing standpoint, DA, Ted Thompson became the Packers general manager in 2005. So he spent a year with Mike Sherman, and then he wound up firing Sherman and turning to McCarthy. That's the same point they're at right now, Brian Gutekunst. Brian Gutekunst was elevated as general manager last year. He's in his first year with McCarthy. And so from a timing standpoint, if he were to pull the plug on McCarthy and go in another direction, it would come at the same point in time it did with Thompson about 13 years ago.
That's an interesting parallel there. Albert Breer joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Dez Bryant to the New Orleans Saints. Is there any negative to New Orleans picking up Dez?
No, because they buy him. They're buying low on him, and they're not paying much for him, and they can get rid of him at the drop of a hat if they have to. Like, this is, to me, like, this is the ultimate, like, let's see what happens move. And New England's done this sort of thing for years and years and years and years. If you're buying Dez 6 months ago and you're paying him what he wanted to be paid, we're talking about something else completely. You know, right now you have him in a spot where he knows that if he slips up at all, or if he is, you know, any sort of problem in the locker room, the Saints, it's not going to cost them anything to get rid of him, you know. And so I think this is a very different scenario for both the team and the player than he had in Dallas a year ago. I think they're probably going to get a motivated Dez for the rest of the year. I think the question is going to be how quickly he can pick up the offense, how they can incorporate him, all of those different things, and then how much he's been working and how hard he's been working. I mean, I know he's putting out these videos and everybody else, but you or I could make one of those. You know what I mean? I think right now it's, you know, a matter of was he able to regain some of the explosiveness that he lost? Was he doing some of the work that he wasn't doing at the end in Dallas? I think those are the interesting questions that linger here. But this won't be a problem for New Orleans. And Sean Payton will not let it fester if it becomes one.
Finally, the Saints defeated the Rams last week. I wonder, they were head-to-head and the Rams lost, but do you have more confidence in January now with the Saints or the Rams?
The Saints. I think the Saints are a more complete team, DA. And that's nothing against the Rams, because I think the Saints are the most complete team in football. And I think that they know they're in a championship window. They've done things and operated in a way that a team in a championship window operates. Now, they won't say it, but if you want to look at what they've done with their 2019 draft picks, you know, they dealt away their one to move up and get Marcus Davenport, who's banged up right now, but it really started to flash as a rookie. They sent their third-round pick away to go and get Teddy Bridgewater, which is basically insurance against, you know, if Drew Brees goes down for a month, we need somebody who can keep the train on the tracks. And then they dealt their fourth away to fill probably what was the one significant hole in the roster, which is the second corner that used to go and get Eli Apple. And so I felt this way from the beginning, the Saints have maybe as complete a roster as they've ever had around Drew Brees. And I think they've got as complete a roster as there is in the NFL right now. And the playoffs are about having answers when people take things away from you. And the Saints look like a team that's going to have a lot of answers right now. I still love the Rams. I think they showed a lot of heart coming back from the deficit they did, especially in that environment, the Superdome, to come back from 21 points down, I think was outstanding. But the Saints were able to expose some of the holes that the Rams have on their roster, particularly on the back end of their defense. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Rams trying to patch some of those holes going forward. We're beyond the trade deadline now, of course. And how the rest of the year plays out, because home field could be key if these two teams are going to meet again.
No question. Crucial. Albert Breer joining us, senior NFL reporter for the MMQB. Go there now, because he did a really cool column on the NFL awards, according to League Insider. So think about it. MVP, Coach of the Year, things like that, according to insiders in the NFL right now. That's available at SI.com and the MMQB. Follow Albert as well on Twitter at Albert Breer. Albert, always good to catch up, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, DA. Good to talk to you.
You too, my man. Albert Breer joining us this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.